This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Nationwide, the number of people who die in jail is rising. Here in New Mexico, 3 deaths in 3 months in San Juan County's lockup caught the attention of attorneys and the local newspaper. 34-year-old Jesus Marquez was in jail on domestic violence charges. He was set to appear at his first hearing on the morning he died. I went to Farmington to speak with folks who knew him and inmates at the facility. A corrections officer brings a cuffed Rudy Martinez into a small room and sits him across the table.
Minute notice good for you?
When the guard knocks on the door, we'll have to wrap it up. It's midsummer. Rudy comments that it's comfortable in the interview room. I tell him it's hot outside.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I haven't been outside in like 8 months.
Rudy says back in March, he was finally in the medical unit after his skin had been infested with scabies for 3 months. He says he'd been complaining about it like crazy. He found himself 3 cell doors down from Jesus, who was hurting bad.
He was asking for medical attention for 48 hours at least.
Rudy had been listening to Jesus screaming from his cell.
Hey, get the nurse. I don't feel good. They should have checked him. Could have saved his life. I think they neglected him and he passed away.
Rudy says during his one free hour out of his medical cell, he tried to get Jesus help, but he was told to mind his own business, that Jesus was known to cry wolf. Jesus had filed a grievance about the medical care he was receiving in jail about a month before he died. He wrote, "Medical is worthless. We need to pretty much be dead to have any medical care." Rudy agrees.
Maybe they could up their standards a little bit because people are sick in here.
You don't have the option to care for yourself, Rudy explains, so frustrations about healthcare grow quickly behind bars. And other stuff does too. Contagious illnesses, rashes, skin mites.
We make mistakes, but I don't think we're animals. We're human beings, you know? They treat me like an animal, you know? That's how I felt about it.
According to Jesus's autopsy report, he had severe strep throat when he died. It went untreated and became pneumonia and likely sepsis. The report points to complications from diabetes. Other inmates I interviewed also mentioned having trouble getting the right amount of insulin at the right times.
They request that they be seen by medical, and the requests are often ignored.
That's lawyer Christian Hatfield.
Then when things get serious enough or when medical comes by and they are provided, quote, medical care, it's often woefully insufficient.
Hatfield is representing Jesus's mother as well as 27 other people who say they were denied treatment and medication in jail.
3 people died in a very short space of time of what appear to be easily preventable illnesses and injuries that they could have been saved from had they been provided adequate medical care.
The lawsuit asserts that except in extreme circumstances, the jail avoids transporting inmates to the hospital because there's a fee each time. Hatfield's limited by a 2-year statute of limitations for these cases, but the feds wouldn't be, so he's called on the Department of Justice to investigate.
We believe in the disinfecting power of sunlight, so we thought it would be good for the county, good for the jail, and good for people who happen to find themselves there.
Jail administrators refused to comment on jail conditions and the pending lawsuits. So did San Juan County commissioners and other county officials. Jesus's aunt, Sharon Marquez, says his death left a big void in her family. She says it's hard for people to watch their loved ones suffer in jail.
He had called his mom, which is my sister, repeatedly asking her to try to get them to give him help. He kept on saying that, "My chest hurts, Mom, my chest hurts."
Jesus had been behind bars for 9 months. He still hadn't had his day in court and hadn't been convicted. He was going to plead not guilty.
In our society, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but unfortunately, you get thrown in jail, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Being helpless, she says, being unable to provide care, treatment, or solutions.
You get a lot of anxiety, stress, all sorts of emotions because your hands are tied, basically, because there's nothing you can do.
And when you're in there, she says, you're property of the state. That's who's responsible for you. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.